Hello, hello, Jesse McDougall here, Saturday, June 17th, 2023, and we got some amazing updates here. First thing I want to say is, apparently, I don't know if this is true or not. I mean, well, Neil told me, but the things with Neil, you know, in terms of me, Jesse, well, I can only take half of what Neil says is true, right? Sometimes I have to ask a couple more questions to get some more information on some of his claims. And so, with me as a CPA and a successful businessman, I come from truth and abundance. Like, there's, like, you don't, I was telling people here, like, you don't have to worry about being betrayed. There's a place, being in the Jesse tree, there's peace and prosperity and there's growth. So it's good. So I got good news. I'm here to, okay, so I'll tell you what's on the pipe here. I got some good news to deliver, and then we're gonna go on to some warfare, and I have a public smear campaign coming up against Alan McNeil. Public smear campaign coming up on Alan McNeil. But first, let me get to the good news, right? Because I follow a process that works, okay? I follow a process that works. To be a successful Scottish businessman, there's a certain way things have to operate. Me as a landlord, it's a very simple process. Quite simple as an accountant, as a CPA. Everything else in the middle is just the creation side, and that's the talent component, that's the operator side of operations of a business. But the good news we have here today is Mr. McDougall, powerhouse white knight of the millennials, has been exonerated as proclaimed and expected of 100% of all criminal accusations that were falsely projected onto him. And he was aware of this when it immediately happened, and he invoked various laws for his protection. I almost died from COVID, the COVID shot, the second shot. Nobody's even aware of it. Okay. Government process is now killing people. And so it's nice to see other people are quite talking about this. So I'm not over like the, just, I only have so much patience for nonsense, okay? So when I'm speaking as a leader, I'm not looking to be refuted or rebuked. I'm just telling you what I see. And that's my vision. So take my vision and do what you want on it. But anyways, so the good news is we are, and why this is important is because, you know, I'm here meditating, spending time with God. God's got me isolated from my training because he's fully restoring me. And I was praying, I was saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me. Thank you for me, injecting the strength in me. He's like giving me I'm earning my breastplate of righteousness with God as a Christian man. And that is a real thing. And I knew I was working on my breastplate of righteousness in the foxhole. But it was when I left the foxhole, I came up to the eagle's nest here in West Van. Really started working on my breastplate of righteousness here. And it's been nice. It's been a good growing experience because that's just the fundamental strength you bring and boldness that you bring as being a Christian. And it's really nice being around one of my business mentors is an Anglican Christian. I didn't know that. He's very forceful. Like, his energy is just like so forceful, eh? And so, but in a good force, you know, like you don't ever have beef. You have differences, but you communicate, between the differences. So, yeah, 100% defense rate on all criminal accusations from this day forward. Anyone who falsely accuses me of any criminal nonsense in any shape or what so form whatsoever, I accept you as a physical fight to challenge me, and I will not have processes put on me anymore in any shape or form whatsoever by any means, because I have Mr. Gary. You don't want to mess with Mr. Gary. Do not want to mess with Mr. Gary. And you know what Mr. McDougal's looking for? Mr. McDougal is looking for opportunities to exploit Mr. Gary for offensive purposes against nefarious people. And men like me exist, and this is what we love to do. We'd love to hunt evil. Because evil is scared, terrified of righteous men, terrified of light. Because light is 1,000 times more powerful than darkness, and any deception move and offensive tactic with which lacks integrity. The acts of integrity can be tracked, because people with integrity don't do acts of without integrity. Therefore, we can observe when others do moves and acts of integrity, and we shall be judged based our deeds. And so people who do negativity, they just surround themselves with people at their vibration. They surround themselves with their own devices. Their magnetic grid will pull people that they can observe in deceivious, lack of integrity ways. And they're off on their own. That's a path of destruction, okay? We're on a path of good. So in the Jesse tree, we keep it streaks B with 100% criminal defense rate for the rest of my life to 144 years old. And so, in order for me in this country to obtain 100% criminal defense rate, I have to get the machine processing, meaning that's just manual labor, okay? Business is manual labor and results at the end of the day to make things manifest. So do you have a payroll? Can you afford a payroll? How many people are on your payroll? Like, kind of questions like that, business questions, which might not apply to everyone listening. But apparently, guys, apparently I have an announcement. Also another God gift announcement. Apparently, Neely Neal listened to Somewhere Between Heaven and Hell. So, and he rewarded me with positive affirmation, with words of affirmation. So, but I didn't know he even listened to, but anyways, that's huge. So Neely Neal got to hear it. I listened to it 3 times, and yeah, dude, it was good. I felt better every time I listened to it. It helped me meditate, let me let go, relax, let God do some work on my soul. Before I go do a critical, I had to go deliver terms to Alan McNeil. Alan McNeil in the carnal conversation, in the miser business conversation. But in the walk with Jesus, it's the white knight up against the spirit of Leviathan. And it's so easy to track. I got like evidence to support my claims. I'm a CP. I come with integrity. Alan McNeil does not have integrity. He has consistent sex with a woman who he knows that had sex with his son. Disgusting. disgusting. So there's a clear difference between someone who has integrity and who does not have integrity. And throughout this next 50-minute smear campaign, Mr. McDougal, we will be dropping truth bombs about Alan McNeil, which will lead to the collective to see the malice and vexation from this man, Alan McNeil. And when these old guys, because he's a clan master, he just controls and manipulates everything with money, but he doesn't see all the angles and gaslights you, right? Tramples you, eliminates, prevents you from having an expression of opinion, just tramples you. It's like, no, dude. It's like, okay, I heard what you said, but now it's my turn to speak, okay? So, this man, here's the deal. I delivered terms to him on two administrative matters. And the way I look at Alan and I is we are both successful business colleagues together and life colleagues, I would say. We're like, we've got a bit of a soul tribe, maybe you could say. I'd say so. Anyways, so yeah, we just got some administrative tasks to complete, but Mr. McDougal's life's been put out of danger. Right? So I'm leader of the millennials here, and I'm here to lead the collective and make you be aware that you have to protect yourself from the police. And not only that, you have to pay for that protection. And if you don't believe me, well, I'm sitting at a $5,500 personal loan rate at 33% interest to apparently make other people go away from me and leave me alone while breaking into my house and stealing my property while I was in peace, while locking me out of my principal residence a month before, overnight, and to witness adultery between his daughter and my business partner, who laugh and make fun of me to this day about it, and gang stalk me as a collective. Like, and so you can track these people, right? These people are disgusting. They're weak. They're insecure. They don't have integrity. And so it's like, you don't, like, I don't emotionally invest into it because it's all a zero. And with God's timing, he sorts all this stuff out. And we shall be judged based upon our judgments and based upon our deeds. And so when you look at a person based on their deeds of the day, you can determine what kind of fruit they're going to yield, right? Alan McNeil, destructive fruit. Alan McNeil, he produces fruit. Mr. McDougal produces fruit. Okay? But when the situation right now is, I've been seeing a psychologist for 40 weeks in a row from what this man has done to me. Through Veterans Affairs, which is part of the National Department of National Defense of Canada. This man, Alan McNeil, Mr. Jesse McDougal's unable to communicate through Dr. Bodnarchuk, who's been met with me 40 times to deliver a simple message. No, unable to even do that. Alan wants to know, where's his revenue? For a property he has not put $1 into. And so we're just going to pause there. And I'm an accountant, right? I understand. I see some numbers sometimes, right? Other people don't see. So, boom, we make an act of good faith towards progress and future progress. we have two administrative tasks to complete. Here's what we need to complete. Boom, 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 bang. And now give the other party, this is teaching you how to business negotiate here. With class, with grace. Because this is how you manage deals, man. Today we're working on some Mickey Mouse administrative task. Tomorrow we can be working on $1 million task. But the process, there's similarities in the process that I'm trying to flow out here. As we use and exploit Alan McNeil and our smear campaign, we use as God's footstool as an example, guys, as an example, okay? And this is what God lets you do with people that don't have, what they don't have integrity. Especially when you've done harm onto Mr. McDougal. And you're still to this, and you guys not just aware. So listen, Alan and I, Jesse, we do not intend to cause strife. I understand that. But I'm not this guy's emotional punching bag. And he's deemed disorderly. I've deemed him disorderly with Neil Green in a conference in an email with Alan in it. For Neil has been commanded to, by the highest most, okay, to sort Alan out, to make sure he understands that we're here to discuss the distribution of family property under the Family Law Act. Start the frame of this conversation, because what Leviathan does, he just tramples. He just, the force momentum that he does, the way he rolls, he doesn't change, right? And so over time, his mind becomes a certain way. His habits become a certain way, and that's, it is what it is, right? But that's not the way everyone else is. And so we have to ensure we make space for other people whose voices are silenced. And one thing with the will of the people is not. The will of the people is not to silence a CPA, let alone a CPA being able to convey a basic business message to another grown man through another business person through a doctor from the Department of National Defense, dude. Like, and so I dropped and I was getting ready for my meeting today. Skills development happened today. Get ready for my meeting today. Get out my executive portfolio. And I sent Alan an email. I said, Al, got my executive portfolio here. This and that. Blah blah blah. Got to go down for a meeting with Mr. Gary. Yeah, I'll be back to deliver terms. So I came back, delivered the terms. And now we give the party like 72 hours. I don't expect... give them a week. Heck, give them 2 weeks. So you slow play this guy, right? Don't muster on it for 6 months and ponder and hinder. And like, go talk to your people, dude. Like, so when you're... Because he's an old timer, right? So the old timers, their experience is valuable, because Alan has the value of pondering. Do you know how valuable pondering is? Pondering is so valuable, because you think of the time value of money, of your mind, the way you use your mind and traverse your energy. Pondering is so valuable. But when you have some one man trampling the voice of others to the point their lives are in danger, like, dude, this is nuts, man. I told, so I'm not interested in pursuing this criminally at all. Even though, I could have you guys accused and processed for attempted murder. Like, the collective of... you and your leadership. And so that's not something that's going to happen, but I'm like, it actually could happen if I decided to invest time, or God decides to invest time and resources there. And this is why I'm speaking publicly about this smear campaign. This smear campaign is like, hey, this dude needs to smarten up and sort himself out. I'm not going to be gaslit anymore. This guy doesn't know what gaslighting is. But he's Leviathan. He's the deepest gaslighter there is. For sure. So I definitely see where Alana gets her behaviors and her, part she's missing of her, like her iron heart. And the night I had a surgery after getting my nose surgery left me, wouldn't change my bandage. She looked at me with an evil look. She's like, no, I won't change you. I was like, what the fuck is with this person? I was like, I was all like, just, on drugs from the surgery. Like, this was major surgery on my nose after I retired my last fight, pro fight. She thought it was weakness, I guess. The evil side of her, her shadow side, thought my pain was a weakness. And it's like, dude, I just had major surgery. This surgeon's been doing this for 30 years. He said he's never seen a nose with no cartilage like this, man. Just no, just like, wouldn't even change my bandage. So I had to sleep with a bloody bandage. Like, that's abuse. Withholding your emotions from someone is abuse. Right? That night, Alana would have preferred if I died, if I bled to death in my nose, and nobody would have known. That's what these sick women do. And so, when I'm communicating about these things publicly too, guys, you gotta understand there's history here, right? So it's like, I understand, so what did you do about it? But it's like, we hired Jordan Peterson. Jesse McDougal looks at all potential options to come to some reasonable solution. But I already know the mechanics of these people. It's like ridiculous. So the terms are sent, so we just chill out for 72 hours. Like, I even called Alana. I broke no contact since I kicked her in the stomach from preventing her from breaking into my house and stealing my property. And the cops came and stole my property. And now I got to pay... I'm still paying $5,000 at 30% interest. And this man says he's not paying for any family debt. It's like, well, dude, it says right here in the Family Law Act, and this is one clause. It's like, you have to look at this, right? Like, I don't care who you're talking to or whatever. This is the law right here that you're paying other people to look at. I'm showing you how it's processed, right? You can read words. I know you can. So... So I've delivered the terms there on the two administrative tasks, but yeah, I'm going to be shopping around Vancouver for a family law lawyer. I have a full contract with Legal Aid, so I know the people are out there. There's infinite people. So I'm looking for someone like about like human rights. yeah. Appointed through Legal Aid. Someone like that. Because like Mr. Gary, I liked him because he had a bachelor's degree in psychology. And he practices mental health law. So I was like, okay. And then what came to the end of that journey with Mr. Gary, the valuable lesson I get to ponder on. And I get to ponder with Alan McNeil. No, he won't. No, there's no, we don't invest with this guy. We cut all towards. I told this guy, he's a stumbling block, man. Like, get all, away from me. Like, let me go. Jesse needs to go. And then the second property I valued, there's like $13,000 of profit when we look at the money. And like, and then so with these people, it's just whatever, you give them whatever they want. They just eventually go away. It's like, okay, because he, and then before I smear campaign him, he, like, see, Alan actually believes he gave me a fair deal. Okay. That's what he believes, but that's not what's true. And so we communicated the two terms back. I'm like, get him to complete two tasks. And we wanted these done years ago, and actually did try to get these done before, but we have family debt that needs to be paid before this project can advance. And that's why I've asked you to facilitate a check. And then he's talking about his rent. Redoing, like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, dude, you're digging yourself in a grave. But we'll work through it. And I know the way. We're going to see the genius of Jesus at work. Because I know peace is the way. Even this guy's not a peaceful man, but he's going to be gone soon. But now we have the family McNeil trust is in the equation as well. So I've asked him for the last 2 years of the T3s. So I can see the particulars in terms of numbers of what's actually in this family trust. So I can calculate Alana's portion, 33%, of the fair market value of the family McNeil trust, which is materially more than any squabbling pennies we're talking about between two basic administrative tasks that Jesse wanted you to help me get complete years ago, man. I can't get you to sit down and, like, focus on. We're here to discuss the business matter of the distribution of family property under the Family Law Act, which is right here. I sent it to you. I even gave you my notes, and your family and my family, we have the notes from the CPA, the person of integrity and experience, has given notes that pertain to our situation. And one of them being taking advantage of a spouse because of their vulnerability. Remember, I cooperated with Alan McNeil with all my heart, 24/7. Look how much I love God, dude. How much do you think I love Alan McNeil? I make him $9,000 a month for the rest of his life while he sleeps. That's what's true. So let's stick to the facts, okay? And this is where things get... But you know, I'm dealing with this... No integrity, right? I'm not here to pass judgment. I'm here to facilitate the process of the progress of these two administrative tasks. But now God tells me I have to bring in 33% of Alana's family McNeil trust, which I already know without getting the T3 from Alan, which he's required to. And if he doesn't, he is not cooperating with the Family Law Act, dude. Then the process of the matrix runs on this guy. And I want that to not happen. And I dropped my notes off to Patrick tonight and wrote a hand note there, left it in the mailbox, said, dude, your dad needs your help. Go sort him out. And so I gave him the notes, and it's them, because remember, I do everything I can to make good decisions, okay? Never in a million years did I ever think of looking at valuing 33% of the family McNeil trust. It's not an area of interest of me of value, because it's against really my code, bro. I don't do that, okay? Because I'm already coming from a place of abundance. I already have a successful business for the past 10 years. Okay? So, like, I already made money while I sleep for the last 10 years. So, Jesse's good as an autonomous human, as a responsible man that is used to paying for having a woman in his life. So, that's what's true. And it feels really good to get this out. So I'm glad I got to tell the collective here. We have a pretty awesome audience. So if Neil did actually listen to the Summer Between Heaven and Hell, that's pretty deadly. Because he told me before that he always listens to my podcast. But I don't know if I actually believe him, right? But I asked him to hop in on the Wednesday rotation that we have, the healing session here. We have at Oishanay Homes on Wednesdays with Dr. Bodnarchuk. And I'm going to get Neely Neil in the rotation now. Because we could just, as long as we, but we have to communicate. And the thing with Alan McNeil, we have to come to an agreement of the distribution of family property under the Family Law Act. That's not an option. But you get these bullies. You get guys like Trevor Gordon. They just come into your home and have sex with you and lock you out of your home. And there's, like, nothing you can do about it. Other than say, knock on the window and say, hey, your peacefully interfering with the enjoyment of my property. You have to leave now. And he has to comply. And if he doesn't, you definitely call the police. And just that this guy's not complying, that I'm telling him to leave my property, the peaceful enjoyment that he's interrupting. So officers will process that. But you got to know how to communicate these things, right? And this stuff only comes over time. So best thing I know is just to be cool, man. Be cool. But it's hard because you just be cool. Yeah, so here's the thing. For me, in the spiritual terms, I really desire. Here's what I desire. One thing I told my spiritual father, one of my grandfathers. I want to master meekness this year. 2023, yeah, I'm on spiritual steroids. But I want to master meekness. No. Younger Christian Jesse days, babe days, because of my Métis background and having come from multi-generational of generations of trauma. I'm conditioned a certain way, so I view things a certain way. More from a defensive perspective to survive. Oh, praise God. The force of God is upon us right now. I can feel I'm connected to the Holy Spirit. So God's telling me he likes I'm talking to this, the smear campaign, because it's healthy, right? It's healthy. So the criminal charges are done, and now my mind went away from what's happening now as I'm getting out of the fight-or-flight mindset. I forget the term, parasomin, whatever. I don't know the term right now, but I do who knows it. And I can start her meditation system, which I began when this whole thing happened to me, and I had a breakdown. I was having like panic attack after panic attack. The first night I slept away from Alana McNeil, I was pouring out sweat, and it stunk. The energy was like disgusting. It was foul. I was just sweating out buckets from the built-up years of this devilish woman's energy, right? Devil and just garbage energy, just destruction. And it's the woman abuse starts with emotional neglect. We need to know that withholding your emotion is neglect under Family Law Act. Ego, 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 all you want, but at the end of the day, woman, brother, if it's written in here in the Family Law Act as a provision, every human has the right to invoke this. And you don't need to be a lawyer to invoke law. Law just exists. And what I've learned, you just know how to communicate in areas of the law. Like understanding when another human being is interfering with the peaceful conversation that you're trying to have and solve with another human. Right? What I do for that one? Boom. Just put your hand up. So you maintain your space because people aren't aware. If a person comes past your personal space with your hand up, dude, boom, that's when you kick him right in the dick. Kick him right in the dick. Elbow him right in the face. The spirit of brother commands you to, because you have to hold space. To master meekness, you have to be bold. Because if you're not bold, guys, then you're just giving space to the enemy. You're giving space to Satan to use you as a vessel to spread his evil ways, man. And so that's why Christianity offers a way for the human experience to remove evil from your life, because Christianity is a motion of repenting. And I, Mr. Jesse McDougal, have focused literally, listen to this accolade, 15 years at least. My only focus was to repent in Christianity. For 15 years, I was just repent, 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 repent. Just got me curious of repenting and auditing my soul, and it helped me become like an amazing mixed martial arts fighter. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome, I gotta say. And now being able to use computers, it's like with these guys like Alan McNeil, it's like, I know how to make money with computers while I sleep. And you can't even talk to a doctor, man. Through me. Like, sort yourself out, dude. Just take a week. Take it in. Like, this sense of urgency, fear, because he's a scared man. He's losing power. And he's getting old. He's tired. He was tired 10 years ago. But just hold on. Just keep going. He's like, whatever, dude. Just fucking let me go. Let Jesse go, man. You already won, dude. Didn't you already win? What else you want? They want everything, right? It's just give what he wants. I said, okay, man, we'll give you $13,000. What do you want, man? Like, fucking, just tell me what you want. No, I want more war. No, we both know it's a learning task, and we do have other things to work on. But this with these people, abusers, right? Devilish people. They'll never pay attention, invest in the direction of your area, and do any act of service in your way. They'll never provide no resources, right? Just like take your time and want to be entertained by your presence and your interesting, cool story, bro. It's like, well, that's not really a story. I told you, know how to make money computers while I sleep the past 10 years, and people have known how to do this for 20 years. So, yeah, so I feel the mind coming back down out of fight or flight and sweet vibes, just doing normal things. It was nice going to that concert last night. Got the sound guy. So yeah, I'll have an... You know what I'll do? Maybe for Summer Between Heaven and Hell, like, how long are records? Maybe I'll take Summer Between Heaven and Hell, got my new guitar. I'll do that same set, except with a new guitar. And release it only on vinyl. For now. Just to get something going. That'd be pretty cool. So, I'm going to be proposing to the CPA organization that that track Somewhere Between Heaven and Hell be given the listener one CPD credit of merit, because you listen to that track for 60 minutes, dude. No distractions, and just sit there and like let the music do the work on your soul, brother, dude. That's some honky tonk, man. And so I touch on such a journey of like the spirit you're gonna go through in that 60 minutes. And peaks and valleys of the human feeling, the soul. So it's specifically activating your soul. And so that's pretty sweet. So this peaceful part of the mind now, I don't actually know what it's called. I look forward to learning that. But I definitely notice being around like people, like, oh, so I just love being around Christian people. It's like, oh, yes. Orderly people, finally, some orderly people. And then I also learned what kind of Christian I am. Because there's different types of Christians, right? Like, I just found out my rich dad, he's an Anglican Christian. But I'm a Roman Catholic Christian. And a hyper-obedient one, too. I love order. Jesse loves doing a good job. I love completing tasks. Love working together, getting the job done, producing results. Growth and development for the collective. So whatever peace of mind that I'm in now, Now, because for me, this is like long term. I'm able to, you know, use Alan McNeil here in this smear campaign because he's practiced. He's just practiced. He's some old man. He's got some machinery and equipment and runs him in a circle. Okay, great. Nope. Awesome. Okay, but I'm not going to glorify that. This guy's not God. And that's why having me giving him his love, he had the favor of God with him. Right? But he rewarded my love with favor and abuse. To the point my life was put in danger, my property was stolen. And now there's been an increase in family debt that he's, my doctor can't even relay that message to him. Because he wants to know about his rents. Like, you just, it's just petty, right? It's like, dude, you're making more money than you've ever made in your life. And I've made you $9,000 a month for your life. And I've made you a database that you're looking at every day to guide you financially throughout your business, the rest of your life. And then you have the audacity to gaslight me and flex on me that you know how much your business makes down to the penny. And then when I communicate to you that, yes, Al, you're right, I agree with you. Are you, and it was me, Jesse, who built you that database that you know how much money you make down to the penny for the rest of your life. Now you're weaponizing my asset I built for you against me to devalue me, man. And I've never asked you for anything. And that's why I had to declare him disorderly to Neely Neal while I get the family law lawyer next week. From a state of mind of calm and peace, because I've been exonerated of 100% of all criminal charges in my life. Accusations, falsely accused, have 100% criminal defensive rate, brother. So with Powerhouse Method, you get protection. You get security, man. In terms of keeping these dick banger matrix off of you. And because you're focused on being hyper obedient and doing good in the world. Right? That's why I love investing in charity and communities. Because it's like long-term roots, man. You build your community. You serve your community. That's Warren Buffett's advice. So that's one of the things that I've always fought to uphold. Is you gotta have just a home, man. Every man, you gotta have your own digs, B. You just gotta like get your, like, for a while, just get your life set up. Do not ever invest in a woman, ever, dude. Women are repairs and maintenance on your income statement and meals and entertainment when you're balling. Okay? And then if you're smart, Powerhouse Method, I give you financial advice like this. Then you start a contingency fund for financial destruction from female. Females are a terrible investment, man. Terrible investment. Terrible investment, like I said. Maintenance and repairs, just budget her in into maintenance repairs. Budget her into meals and entertainment. Boom. You'll get all your heart's desires. And then she'll still leave you anyways. It doesn't even matter. You just rotate them and they just fill in the gap. And then they eventually just start competing for you because you're like, you're way too busy to even be focused on any of this nonsense. Yet you have 6 girls coming over your house making you dinner and like asking you if you want Pepto-Bismol and stuff. It's pretty great. It's absolutely great. So, yeah. That was pretty cool when I did have 6 girlfriends. That was like, they took care of the schedule. That was so good because they were there to help me and they all just exchanged time which night they got with Jesse. So that was pretty sweet. But I'm way prefer the alone time, man. God's doing so much work on my soul, man. So much work on my soul. And he has been for, man, a long time, but last 2 years has been pretty nuts. Like, I'm just jacked on Holy Spirit right now. But I can feel that my heart, the left side of my body, is just being injected with strength right now. And the left side of my mind is like hyper activated. Hyper. So I'm connected to source energy right now. So if you see like the Matrix movie where he's like taking all the data, like McDougal's taking in the data, right? Top downloads right now. And so, you know, it's, I'm an example. I'm nothing of a blade of grass, but I'm an example of where you want to get to in the spiritual realm. Like, I'm a high-ranking spiritual person, and I'm an important guide for you, but I'm not your only guide, right? That you're going to have. So, yeah, but definitely powerhouse method. Get your power back, man. Just take your power back. Society's got you all messed up, man. It's been like 7 years since my last pro fight. Now you're trying to tell me there's a different human race? Come on, man. You guys, how many of you guys know how to use Linux? Seriously, how many of you guys know how to run a self-hosted web server? Okay, before you decided to be another human race in the past 7 years I haven't heard of, do Hello World on a self-hosted web server, man, with the powerhouse method. Like, I'll just train you. Just be a beta user and just give me a user feedback, okay? And then if you still want to be trans after that, great. But at least they taught you how to generate a lead, close the lead, nurture the lead, get a customer review, and service the lead. Customer's got to be happy, right? As long as you know how to do that, and you still go choose to be trans, I will support you, son. Okay? But you better smarten up right now. You better smarten up. Because sooner or later, you're going to have to know what your prosperity rate is, son. The rent's due every day. And there ain't no love out in the streets. You either got dollars or you got death. And the world is not designed for you to succeed, but the powerhouse method is. Those are the facts. You see, when I speak with results. I speak with progress. I speak with forward momentum. I'm 42 years old. This isn't nothing new. Boldness. So I have to be bold. God is likes one. See, the thing is, God, the way I'm talking now, my tonality, the God likes this. This is boldness, man. And you know, some people get scared of me, but your insecurity is not my tax. I'm not going to alter my normal behavior, my bold behavior that's making God happy because of your insecurity, fucko. Right? And that's where, like, I shouldn't swear. I'm sorry. You know, Father, please forgive me for my sins, for I know not what I do. Please pass me of all transgression for my Lord. Please restore me with the holy water. Come ignite me into my soul. Inject the holy water into me while I sleep. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Now I'm forgiven for 24 hours. Boom, replenishment. I'd like to go jump in the ocean right now, but that's not going to happen. So just enjoy this podcast, McNeil. So give the terms to McNeil, man. Just give him what he wants, and Big Tune will be on the way. Never hear from him again. He'll be totally happy. Awesome. And then he'll just phase out of my life, right? God will just remove him because God understands this man is a stumbling block to Mr. McDougal's destiny. Like, I got stuff to do, guys. Right? You win. Yeah, you win. But the thing is, you don't, right? And I try telling people this, man. Like, my life works a certain way, and God's not taken too well. Like, when you operate out of malice and vexation, such as Alan McNeil has on Jesse McDougal, because own ego and pride, and arrogance and ignorance, and lack of integrity, so like again, there's a difference there. So we got to make sure we don't contaminate the men with integrity with the men who don't have integrity, right? And a man who doesn't have integrity is a man who lacks integrity in one shape or form or another. It just takes a fraction of losing integrity to be under the question of, do you have integrity? And if you are a man like me, you're just blocked out, dude, for my own safety and protection. Remember, I'm experienced with abandonment. And I prefer to be alone. I do prefer to have my cat. I do prefer to have my cat. So I sent Alan a 4-minute video last night just telling me, dude, we're successful business colleagues. I don't even have a problem with you. So let's let him know that, hey, it's a good time maybe to see if Alana will switch the cat because Melanie's got this new cat list. So just give it 72 hours for these people. So, you know, here's the thing, Alan McNeil, eh? He sends me an email about something, like whatever, and then he sends me another, and then he's, the guy's being like bossy, and like, he's like literally interfering with me, causing me more damage, continuing to abuse me. He's like, you know, just gear down there, big rig. So I got back to most of his questions that he wanted to, and I got two tasks I need him, like, you actually have to do something. You haven't invested anything into this property, and you believe you're entitled. And he just doesn't have all the information. So getting him the information together, because yes, this is a smear campaign for Alan McNeil, but it's because it's an example of what we can learn from it. Like, please don't point and judge Alan McNeil, man. It kills me. It hurts me to use him as my footstool like this, but it's just an opportunity to learn and grow. Learn and grow. Learn and grow. Very fruitful, high-value conversation, because this is Alana McNeil's second-generation wealth. So this is a valuable conversation for the collective to have. And I was just so glad I got to share this smear campaign with Alan McNeil. Judgment is upon you. And I'm going to pray for you, man. I'm going to pray for judgment. Judgment on Alan McNeil, man. You are under serious karmic debts, my lord. But you're not, my lord. That's the thing. You're some carnal man that can't even defend himself. Your family's weak and defenseless. Took one dick pic to destroy your daughter's 8-year investment that she made. Just chucked it away like it was a penny. Doesn't realize it was diamond in the rough. Sitting there the whole time right in front of you. Shit-stained sandwich. Right? But, like, that's why I don't have any beef with Alan, because I know who Alan is within 30 minutes of meeting him. I already knew he was a miser. I already knew he doesn't have an athletic background, so I'm not going to penalize him or judge him. That's the Métis side of me, because I'm a peaceful person. But people take advantage of that, and like Alan McNeil stabbed, like, you know, 100 knives in my back. Jesse's literally just served you loyally his entire time he's actually known you, so it's how you actually treat people. It's like, it's nothing new to me. Like, I expect this out of you at this point, and that's why I'm talking publicly about it. And again, it's just an example, but you're like a penguin person. Like, I'd be able to dissect you down and say, like, if we had this element of pressure to this scenario, that or that, we could mimic Al behaviors in these the spirit of Leviathan, Jezebel behaviors, because they're all selfish. They take every aggressive move. So every aggressive move they'll do, and they're just like mice nibbling on cheese. Except Alan is the big tuna. This man is the big cheese. He's legit orca, but the size doesn't matter when McDougal's in the picture, dude. Right? I'm special teams, bro. I'm a CPA. And let's stick to the facts, because what's true is before I even knew Alan McNeil, my charge rate was $180 an hour. This man is like, I've made myself vulnerable to this man. And he's, dude, you're getting sorted out. That's all I'm saying, right? Like, I'm trying to help this guy, man. I even called Alana tonight. I haven't talked to her. And I just left a voicemail and messages. Hey, like, basically, we got two basic tasks we got to complete. Just get Al moving forward, kick him in the ass, get a check, consider sending Penny back. Melanie's got new cats. Just take a look at the cats. Just talk to Melanie. Right? Let's get things going here. We got to move on. Jesse's got to go. Right? So praise God. I'm grateful for the experience to grow and develop. 2022, 23. 2023, bold as a lion. Thank you for the spiritual steroids, my Lord. Thank you for my spiritual family. North Vancouver, Thursday nights, 18 Go Stick Place. That's where you want to be. Advanced Christianity, up in the Heezies. Connected to most, man. You should have seen Pastor last week. Oh, man, he saved this man's soul so graciously. It was beautiful to witness how he saved this man's soul. The way, his approach, his style, his execution. So patient, so peaceful. Praise Pastor Christian. You got to see this man, man. Living prophet, dude. I'm so grateful for my spiritual father. Just wants you to grow and develop.